well on our way to another mass extinction.
There have been five extinction events in the past 450 million years in which 75% of all species are wiped out. The last one, about 65 million years ago, ended the reign of dinosaurs as Earth's dominant creature. New study from researchers at Penn State and UC Berkeley suggests that a sixth mass extinction could be coming. The study shows that we have lost between 15 and 42% of mammals in North America. To talk more about it, we're joined live on the Newsline by the study's co-author, UC Berkeley Professor of Integrative Biology, Tony Barnosky. Professor, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us more about your study.
Well, thanks for calling. So basically what this study does is it allows us to put a number on how far along we progress towards a mass extinction. You know, a lot of people talk about the sixth mass extinction. We know that a lot of species are going extinct now, and that we have a lot of animals being placed on the endangered species lists. But what we haven't known is how closely that compares with these other five major mass extinctions in Earth history. What we've been able to do is look at the fossil record of mammals, and from various analyses on that fossil record, we've been able to determine that at least for mammals in North America, we've moved from one-third to halfway towards that 75% extinction number that would indicate a mass extinction.
You know, it's interesting. I don't often stop and think about this until we do a story like this, but 97% of all species that have ever lived on Earth are now extinct. I mean, that's just staggering when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if you look at things through the long course of evolutionary time, the ultimate fate of any species is to go extinct. So there's always this background level of extinction. But what's unusual is when is a sudden episode when you get a large proportion of species on Earth disappearing within a geologically very short interval. And that geologically very short interval can be anything from perhaps as little as a couple of days if you're talking about an asteroid impact that wiped out the dinosaurs to maybe something protracted over several thousands of years. What the fear now is that we're going into one of these unusual episodes of accelerated extinction. And you know, that's what our study was actually about, is trying to determine how far along in that we are.
So how far along are we?
Well, what our study focuses on mammals in North America, and we have to restrict it to that because that's the only set of data that is complete enough to give us these numbers. And for mammals in North America, we're somewhere between one-third to halfway along the path of mass extinction. Now, how those numbers translate to other kinds of organisms, we really don't know, but we do have evidence that a lot of other kinds of species are also becoming endangered.
Professor, by way of perspective, how consistent are these findings with previous findings? In other words, is this right in line with what we might have anticipated the results to be?
It is right in line. I mean, we've known for a long time, for example, that around 10,000 to 50,000 years ago, we had a major extinction episode for mammals, and that happens to have coincided when people first arrived on various continents. What we didn't know is what the magnitude actually was. So there was this sort of qualitative sense that or knowledge that a lot of things went extinct, but we hadn't ever been able to compare it to a real mass extinction event before. So that's what we've done this time around.
So what kind of conclusions can you draw from the data that you found?
Well, you know, my conclusion is we're already 15 to 42% below what we should be in mammal species diversity. So that's the bad news. The good news is that number hasn't changed too much in 10,000 years. So we still have a lot of species out there that have been on Earth for thousands of years. What we're observing now is that lots of those species are beginning to reduce in numbers. Their geographic range is getting smaller and smaller. So it's really time to act. It's really time to redouble our conservation efforts and say, if we want these species to remain on Earth, now is the time, because if we wait much longer, they're going to disappear and it's going to be too late. You know, we now have the foresight to say, this is a problem, and what we need is the action now to do something about it.
Professor, thank you for your time. Appreciate that. That's, again, Tony Barnowski, a UC Berkeley professor of integrative biology.